Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I sold some tickets to come see my downfall.
All right. And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Machine Gun Kelly stylies, I guess?
That's right, apparently. We're talking Machine Gun Kelly. No, we're doing that on the Patron today.
Mike, sometimes if you want to be a podcaster, you got to keep your main pod and your Patreon pod separate, okay?
Those I'm on a Machine episodes. Gun Kelly kick. We talked
about it
on the blowout this week.
Yeah.
He's good. He's very good.
Save it for the blowout. Save it for the blowout.
Okay, I'll save it for the blowout. I just want to say one thing. He's smart.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
I sold some tickets.
He's good. You're good, too, when you do that.
I know.
I got to say this. When you're doing an impression of Machine Gun Kelly, it's kind of the most I've ever been impressed with you.
Thank you. But you've been impressed with me. This is just the
This guy Mike is actually kind of cool.
You find me impressive from time to time. That's nice.
I mean, when you say you sold tickets to your downfall. Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm talking about this podcast to people and they're like, oh, who do you do it with? I was like, oh, you know, Tim Kalpakis, Jeff Dutton. They're like, who are they? I was like, oh, those are those two impressive guys I know.
They're impressive guys?
Yeah, they're always impressing me, and they'll impress you, too.
And they'll impress you, too.
They can really impress you, too.
And they'll impress upon you the desire to subscribe to their Patreon.
Yes, and they'll impress upon you the drink recipe
of the week. Let's get into it, Seabreeze.
No, too soon, Tim. We got plenty to discuss.
Slow down. We haven't even... How are you two? Tim's got a nice shirt on. Jeff is wearing gray, Heather gray.
Come on, it's nice.
It's nice. Tim's got a nice popping blue shirt, though. It's a polo, I see.
Thank you. I'll tell you something about the Heather gray. You're not catching me in Heather gray in the warm summer months.
Why?
Because it shows sweat stains more. I'm talking pits, baby.
Well, I haven't left my house.
Sweat stains. The Heather gray is a nice, when you get a nice Heather gray, you can really beat those shirts up so where they kind of have some we're almost like see-through.
Yeah, they're almost falling apart.
Right, they feel like they're made of something different. It's not just the color. It's like it's woven.
It's not just
Heather
gray.
It's woven.
Yeah, it's funny. You get different Heathers, though. Like, sometimes you get Heather gray and it's woven, and other times it's like printed onto the shirt. Not cool.
Yeah.
There's a true
Heather gray would be a good name for, like, in a few years when they're ready to reboot 50 Shades of Gray, then it's, I'm Heather gray, bitch. I'm a chick who was conceived in one of your fuck fests in the books.
Oh my god. Isn't there a Gray in the X-Men world, Jeff? Who am I thinking of?
Jean Gray.
Jean. Black Widow?
No.
Did she have
does have red hair.
Did she, oh my. Did she have an alias?
Phoenix. Marvel Girl.
Marvel Girl.
She's got several. Guys, we're not here to talk about Jean Grey and Phoenix and Marvel Girl.
It seems like you're getting a little...
But I love geek shit.
You're getting a little... you're getting your feet to the flames and you don't like it. I don't want to talk about it too. I might have it wrong.
Now, if I understand correctly, we have quite a bit of booze news today.
Bip, 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 bip. Hit it!
All Baroque stylies.
1, 2, 3, 4.
A wine glass with lemon juice fill of sugar, the same glass filled twice. Then rub them together until the mixture looks smooth, soft, and nice. Of rum, then 3 wine glasses add, and 4 of cold water, please take a drink, then you'll have that's not bad, at least so they say in Jamaica.
Perhaps you've heard this rhyme. One of sour, two of sweet, three of strong, four of weak. One of sour, four of weak.
It's really boring.
What the frick was that?
Planters Punch, dubbed by The Human Neighbor, featuring Sedona. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Nice.
The Human Neighbor is a pothead, I think.
Sedona is back.
You can't come up with that stuff without a little bit of the puff.
You know what's funny?
Dragon.
That's called like dub, you know, like a reggae dub.
Yeah.
And it's funny that like that echo delay is so characteristic of reggae music. It's so technological. It's so spacey.
I like the idea of being out on the beach in Jamaica, but you got a little delay pedal with you. But
like dunk, dunk, dunk. It's like so exaggerated.
Now,
for a musical form that's so acoustic, for it to have like that
heavy, I see what you're saying.
That heavy of like a pedally effect.
Production.
It's in a ton of stuff.
Yeah. Well, now, what's dubstep? Is that taken from, I mean, no, dubstep is, but is it taken from this?
I mean, some dubstep does have that.
I think that's more like dubs. It has overdubs.
Yeah, it's got plenty of dubs.
Skrillex will make a song and then I'll be like, I gotta go back and fix this one thing.
Dub-a-dub-a-W-B.
I think it is one of those things where like classical dubstep, like first wave dubstep,
Mozart,
does have more of a Jamaican vibe before Skrillex got his dirty fingers all over it.
Gotcha.
I really like this song having me saying, perhaps you've heard this rhyme. I was thinking you could kind of pretty much start at any song like that. Perhaps you've heard this rhyme, and then you hear a bunch of rhyme, and you're like, okay.
There it's funny in songs where you kind of hear a lyric that could be in any song, or a funny one is, you will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. It's like, you can't just say that in your own song.
That's a Christmas song. Of course you will.
Voices singing.
They know you will.
Deck the Holly?
I guess it's referring to the voices singing.
Boughs of Holly. Oh my God. Christmas in July.
Stop.
Tim, take it away.
Soon to be August.
Yeah. Okay, well, today I wanted to, believe it or not, already take another look back at the pop charts because...
Already?
Jeez,
already.
Tim.
I don't have a full roundup, but I got a big boy here. A big... big whopper. And, you know, last week I played some clips from what's going on the Spotify Top 50 and the Billboard.
I love that.
Hot 100. Mm-hmm. I love that for us. But here's one that I had heard and was very aware of, but didn't get the lingo and it slipped right by me. But perhaps my co-hosts might be a little more savvy than me. You are aware that the new Beyonce album has just dropped, right?
Oh, yes.
But the lead single, Break My Soul, has been out for a couple of weeks. You've heard?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't take the world by storm, I didn't think.
Really?
Oh, I
didn't think so.
It's been, you're right, not on a Beyonce level, probably.
I'm always expecting, like, anytime she puts out, like, something, it's like Lemonade
Formation or
level,
something,
or
just,
yeah,
Single Ladies,
or Single Ladies,
didn't dislike the song.
What's kind of funny this time is she's not really, like, paving a new path, she's doing a house music thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like what a lot of people are doing, and she's kind of riding a wave rather than, you might say, innovating, but... I like the song, and I think it's a fun throwbacky kind of a thing. And I had heard the song several dozen times before Jessica called my attention to this one very specific line that I hadn't thought anything of. Jeff, I brought the clip. Can you hit play now?
Queens in the front and the doms in the back. Ain't taking no flicks, but the whole click snap. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth.
Don't yak.
Cognac. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, trying to smoke with the yak in your
mouth. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth. And
so you're smoking while you're got a mouthful of cognac?
You got a mouthful of Hennessy, and then you're also tokage. But what tickled me was, remember in one of our cognac cocktail episodes, I was trying to get a new catchphrase started. Where
trying? You were successful.
Nyak, nyak. It's what I... If I show up to a party and I bring a bottle of cognac, because I'm swapping in cognac for all my whiskey these days, I knock at the door and I say, nyak, nyak.
Maybe that's what she's talking about. Maybe she's talking about people showing up to a Christmas party with cognac.
Well, she has neglected to add the N sound in the beginning. I was kind of going, nyak, and she just says, yak.
Well, she's probably working with a producer who said that doesn't work well.
Tim, you might be able to enhance that. It might be in there.
Yeah. Enhance.
Enhance.
We get in there. We
smoking
find,
with
we
a really, nyack, nyack.
We're able to pull that sound out. I like it. I always like Beyonce's, you know, when you get a sort of a surfboard or some weird. Oh, wait. There's something in this song right after. She's like, what's the one she says funny in this song? Like, all the time. What's the... I'm going to look it up.
Is this the song?
He's so flustered. I've never seen him so flustered.
I haven't heard this song very
well. Well, it's because Beyonce is flustered when she says it. I'm channeling her.
I'm still stuck on Harry Styles. I haven't listened to much Beyonce yet.
It's funny that The Weeknd's doing sort of like that synthy 80s throwback, and then Harry Styles is doing like the adult album rock domestic right. 80s throwback, and like
there's only so much time period they're in.
There's only so much land in the 80s throwback, and it's funny that Beyonce just seized on like the house thing. Drake did too, like right before her, but I think B's better suited for it.
Hers, yeah, she's doing this song at least is so specific. Like the synth thing in her song is like very specific to do 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 do. They like kind of basically reshuffled those notes around outside. Yeah, that's what I was trying to look at. Go back outside. You said you're outside, but you're not outside. You know, she
oh, yeah, yeah.
A word and she says it kind of funny. And I sound cool saying it.
Is she sampling here or sounding alike on the
she sort of sounds like that song Show Me Love.
Yeah, I know. I can't think.
Yeah. Wait, is that Jeff? Is that the one that goes do, 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 do?
Yeah.
Yeah. That she's definitely like trying to conjure that exact sample, but it's not a sample. It is a different sound and a different melody. But there is
I swear there's a
release your mind, release your love. That's a sample from like not even long ago, like 5 years ago.
There's like a Diplo track or like Major Lazer or somebody also sampled that. That's very familiar.
Major Lazer is Diplo, right?
Yeah, but it's like him and another guy or two.
That's right.
This isn't the song. She doesn't make mention of man on my hips, can on my lips in this song, does she?
I don't think
Well, not on this single, but you know, maybe elsewhere on the album if we give it a good listen.
Can on my lips. Yeah, Bud Light. Beyonce's drinking Bud Light.
Yeah. Got me tighter than my very own jeans.
That was an honest mishearing by you, right?
Yeah, I thought it was. That was from Single Ladies, right?
Yep.
All the ladies, all the ladies, all the ladies.
Ooh, all the Pringle ladies.
Stop.
all the Pringle ladies. All the Pringle ladies. Hey, Beyonce, let's rework this. Like, the crunching noise is really weird, and I don't think people are talking about Pringles on the dance floor.
Well, okay, not on the dance floor.
I'll try it your way. Who would be working with her? Who does she work with?
DJ Khaled now, I think.
Oh, money music, number one.
Wait, we watched, remember there was a music doc series on Hulu we liked called Soundbreaking, I think it was called.
I watched one called Windbreaking.
Oh,
that wasn't Michael. A music. Well, I guess a certain musical fruit was involved. No,
nasty.
There's a great interview with the two guys, the producers that made the Single Ladies beat, and they are so funny because they're talking about how giddy they were to work with Beyonce, and they were playing it cool, but she went in the booth and started singing all the Single Ladies, just like riffing it, and they were like grabbing each other like under the board, like grabbing each other's knees, like,
yeah, for sure.
She's supposed to be saying Pringles. We wrote Pringle Ladies.
Where's the hulp sounds we wanted?
Yeah. The song was called Hulp.
Halp Crunch.
Halp Crunch.
It's a Halp Crunch tube. Well, that's great. She's talking about the yak, baby.
Yep.
Yak, yak.
Yak, yak. Well, I've got a piece of booze news here. This is not... Remember when I brought in the song, Where Is Timothy Gone? And we said, oh, that would be... If Tim ever had a show where he was, you know, traveling, the song would be good. I came across a song that if I was ever to do, you know, like maybe on Vice. Does Vice still have a network? On Vice, maybe.
probably.
We think.
Or something cool, you know, cool station where it's like me going out and I'm getting all the new sneakers.
Sneakers.
Like I'm a sneakerhead. It's a sneakerhead show, you know, and it's like
yeah.
Me, Mike Hanford, out in the world. I'm catching the new drip. I'm waiting. I'm in the Supreme line, that type of thing.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So I found this song, and this would be a good opening title sequence song for this show if I were ever doing about Mike the Sneakerhead.
Oh, great. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. Michael, Michael and his slipper tree, slipper tree, slipper tree. Brand new shoes for you and me,
Could you just see me kind of
I can
clips of me getting sneakers on and that's about it. It's a song
where would you find such a song?
It was suggested to me on Spotify. Thought I would enjoy that, and hey, they weren't wrong.
Is that song wait a second, are these things Slipper Tree?
Yeah, Michael and his Slipper Tree. Brand new shoes for you and me.
Oh, I like it. I just watched a TikTok that was talking about like weird tax law loopholes and stuff. Oh. And they said that Converse Chuck Taylors have felt on the bottom or have. Mm-hmm. I feel like usually those rubber. But anyway, there's some sneaker that's puts felt on the bottom in order to be categorized as slippers because slippers are taxed less to import than sneakers
really?
Are. So you know, maybe that's funny. Maybe you're out there on Fairfax, Mike, waiting for all the drops, and then you put a little felt on the bottom and you turn them into slippers.
That'd be nice.
Wait, Mike, are you saying that there's rubber, the sole of the shoe, where it meets the ground, and they put felt on it?
I'm saying in this TikTok I saw with a nerd guy talking about tax laws, he was like, look at the bottom of these Converse. They have felt. That way they're categorized as slippers. And for a while, I was like, wow, that's so cool. But then I was like, I've owned like 10 pairs of Chuck Taylors in my life, and they all just had rubber bottoms.
Yeah.
I've had them wear Chuck Taylors where they kind of wear a little differently. And I wish I had them with me now. Because I think I threw them away because they never made my feet feel good. But there is kind of like a weird fibrous. It wears down differently.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the felt.
There's something else that I think a slophead sent me this TikTok because it related to like, we were talking about how Bartles and James had like, you know, because like wine coolers were taxed and then they became malt or whatever.
Right.
It's sort of in that realm of weird backwards engineering products in order to make money.
Interesting. Well, anyway, that song was called Michael and His Slipper Tree by a band called The Equals from 1968.
It's funny that it's also in the same like genre as Timothy Gone. Like it feels like a 60s jangler.
Yeah. Brand new shoes for you and me. That it's a positive message. Even though there's exclusive drops, we'll all get some good sneakers.
It's also for you, Mike, it's gotta be a nice peace of mind. Like this TV show, like it's not necessarily happening. There's no moves you don't have a TV deal or anything, but you're just now you don't have to worry that if this TV show were to be developed and were to be picked up, you wouldn't have to like have the anxiety of finding a theme song.
We've got that area taken care of.
Yeah.
That box is checked.
That box is checked. We have that. We can move on.
Yeah. So when I go into my meeting about this show, which I still don't even have an outline for it, even a title, we got that checked. Box checked.
That could be a different show. We got that box checked. You know, people come in to you ask you.
Hey, is that box checked? Box checked? Not yet. It's not. But this episode, we're gonna see if we can do it.
What if it's a check? What if it's one of those shows where you like buy storage spaces from people who dropped dead, and then there's all these banker's boxes, and you check them. You look in to see what's in there. We got that box checked.
Oh, one more banker's box. It's filled up with papers.
I can't read, so I'm not sure what these papers are.
Old expired papers.
We're hoping for brand new sneakers, and then so we can play our song.
Speaking of sneakers, when you say I could think sneakers and just thinking of all the feet across the world, but I always specifically think about Fairfax in L.A. The other day, I was trying to be a cool uncle. I took my niece to Fairfax. I'm like, kind of cool out here, huh? Brought her to golf, you know, Tyler, the Creator's store.
Oh! Sure.
She didn't care. I go point out Supreme, huh? Kind of cool. She didn't care.
How old is she?
Is that already too not cool anymore?
Well, I finally got her. Then I brought her to the Fairfax flea market, where that skewed a little younger because there were more teens walking. I don't think she cares about actual clothes or music or anything, but if you see other people your age, you're like, oh, cool. Someone else is my age.
Well, like, how old is this person?
This person's 14.
Huh. Maybe you're just cooler than a 14-year-old, Tim. I don't know.
I guess that could be the problem. I brought her to...
problem? It's plus.
I brought her to the mall, and she liked that. She, you know, we went to, like, Sephora. Oh, speaking of which, you've been in the mall recently? Like, you go to, like... I went to
which one?
This was Santa Anita?
No. I go to the Glendale Galleria.
Yeah, baby.
The last mall I went to was for our mall episode, and it was that one that was, like, way too nice.
Well, I'll save you a trip. The stores are all the same now. Like, the old ones are still there. Like, we went into Hollister and Abercrombie, and they're all just Urban Outfitters.
Abercrombie's way different.
But you don't even need the different stores, because you go into any store, and it's the same.
Yeah.
There's just one look. And whatever, you either, you know, like, I got no problem with the look, but it's just like, why do we have 12 different stores where you could just go to get this one fit, like, aged t-shirt?
Why do we stores at all? Just buy it online.
Yeah. Mike, you've always been a tech guy. You love the latest gizmos.
Yeah. I love the latest gizmos, and I would rather an AI do my fellow man's work.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind an AI hosting my fucking podcast.
Hey, that'd be nice.
Have you seen the Amazon Style store?
Amazon Stylies. Continue.
It's like, it's like a physical store?
It's like an Amazon clothing store.
Yeah.
And you go in.
You just grab stuff and walk out.
And you look at it and you're like, yeah, I'll try on a medium of that and a 32 of that. And then
shows up
you go to the changing room and it's there.
Why would I try on a 32? It won't fit.
Well,
that'd be tight as hell.
You pick a number, Tim. I don't know. Jesus Christ.
34. Okay.
Okay, fine. You couldn't squeeze into a 32 from a 34?
I'm barely squeezing into these 34s. I'll tell you something.
You're at a 34, Tim.
Well, I wear 34 in jeans, but if I'm wearing like a nice pair of slacks that's got to look nice, it's a 36.
Mm.
I don't know if we covered this, but when we went to our friend Joe's wedding in Santa Barbara, I got home. And I put on, I was like, all right, but I should try this suit on just to make sure, at least making sure it's clean.
I put it on. But you were going to wear a gray jacket and black slacks.
That's right. I could not get these things even close to buttoning. It was insane.
Those pants are just ridiculous, man.
Pants are nuts.
What's up with those things, man?
And I was like, wow, this is weird. So then I, I know the problem is. But then I went, I was like, all right.
I think the problem is a little too much Taco Bell. No, Arby's.
I haven't worn that suit in years. Let me try this suit I've worn within the last year. Put it on. That was tight too. And that's when I wore. And it was just like, hey, Jeff was with me as we were trying them on, getting ready for the event in the hotel.
Yeah, it was a team effort.
I was just like, oh my God, this sucks.
So you show up, you share a hotel room with Jeff, you're snoring at night, he's recording it. Then you wake up in the day, you try to put your suit on, it doesn't fit.
I'm helping him put pants on? I didn't sign up for this. I wanted to save money on the room.
I remember you guys arriving, you arrived at that wedding, Mike's suit fit him tight and good, and Jeff was just exhausted, covered in sweat, hadn't had a wink of sleep.
Mike struts out of the Uber.
I'm like John Candy in that Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Terrible.
Have you ever tried laying down while you button up your pants? Because that's what like women in commercials do.
Oh, Rudy Giuliani sort of did the reverse of that, I think, in a movie.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Wait, what? Oh. A movie.
Yeah, it helps to lay down, I guess. That's what they say.
Guess so.
Well, because otherwise you're standing up.
Yeah.
It's true.
Someone else was standing up in Rudy's.
Well, is there any more pertinent booze news for our podcast?
Booze news here. Wow.
Oh my God. Okay.
Turtles.
Street Fighter 2.
No. Oh, we had that at my dad's pizzeria.
Tartuga. I know. Yes. 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 Well, you might have noticed I have a lot of Street Fighter 2 sounds just because it's a folder on my computer.
I think this is the first time you got this, and you do Zelda a lot.
Yeah, I have a Zelda folder as well.
Yeah, now, I do.
The Street Fighter 2 SFX folder, did that come preloaded on a computer like a U2 album on an iPhone?
Yeah, when you get the new MacBook Pro. Well, that's it for booze news. I'm excited to hear about this drink of the day.
Oh, yes. The Sea Breeze. You've had?
No.
Never had.
You've heard.
Have heard. I have heard.
I guess.
I mean, you've been to the sea. You've felt the breeze.
Sure.
Okay. Well, the long and short of it is this. There's basically a whole family of 1980s cocktails that are like vodka and juice. I would say that the golden boy, the patriarch, is vodka cran, the Cape Codder. Which
I thought you were going to say screwdriver.
Oh, we should do OJ? Screwdriver.
We did the Harvey Wallbanger.
I think the screwdriver goes back even farther, but I'm talking about this is a sort of I did a brilliant history of it in our Cape Codder episode, and people can listen to that. But like, it's sort of a creation of ocean spray that then split off to these different drinks. Mm-hmm. The wildest one of which being Sex on the Beach, which we've also done in the pod, which has a few more ingredients. But whenever you're having, you know, people, you drink a cocktail and people like to say, hey, you know, you swap out this ingredient for that ingredient. And now it's called this.
Anytime I get a cocktail, I look to the people around me and say, I don't need anyone to chit chat with me right
now. See, I do the opposite. How I make friends. I turn around and say, what are the swaps? What do we got? Let me guess. The gin goes out. The mezcal goes in. Wow. Thank God.
You ask them and then berate them when it's like, oh, wow, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people, slopheads, you're excluded from this. You're cool. But there's a lot of people on this earth that their sole reason for existing is to swap in mezcal for other alcohols and tell you about it.
Yeah. And give it like a meme-y name. Ugh.
A meme-y?
Meme. A meme-like name.
Oh, meme-y.
A meme.
I thought you meant whenever, like, pick me. You're a bit of a pick me, I think.
Actually. I'm kind of a pick me. But whenever they're like, we actually serve a tie me up, daddy. It's sort of our Mai Tai. It's fuck off. I hate that shit.
And I'm embarrassed to say those, and I feel quite silly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to my family of 1980s cocktails I was talking about. Mm. It's like, oh, you swap this, it's a Bay Breeze. You swap this, it's a Hawaiian Breeze. You swap this, it's a Malibu Breeze. We read through the list of it when we've done like Sex on the Beach, Fuzzy Navel, Cape Codder. They're all in this family. They're juicy, summery, beachy drinks that peaked in the 80s, petered out during the 90s. They're kind of known to be deemed a little bit like girly drinks, but here on our podcast, we don't gender our...
We don't make such distinctions.
People would say they're basic, maybe, a little basic.
Yeah, and you saying that is based.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Mike.
And
is that good based? I don't know what that means.
Based is good. We talked about it here.
Mike, you are goated, dude.
Goated?
It means you're legit. Nice.
Yep.
I'm fucking going goblin mode these days a lot.
Okay.
that's me in therapy. How have things been,
Michael?
I went goblin mode 3 times this week.
Oh boy.
Really? And I like it.
You're really lucky because my therapist has been pretty cringe lately.
Ooh.
Sorry, buddy. Chuggy waste.
And I stood up and I said to her, hey, you're sus.
Yes, sus.
You're sus and you suck.
No cap.
No cap, you're sus. Can I talk about the bay? No.
Yeah, yeah.
The sea breeze.
Yes.
Go ahead. Throw down, King.
You may.
This one sounds good. Vodka cran grapefruit. I like getting a little bitter thing in there in the mix because when we had vodka cran, the lime was pretty important. So I think this grapefruit would be important. Also, sea breeze, let's be honest, great name. That's a very good name for a cocktail.
I already feel relaxed.
I feel relaxed. I'm picturing pastels.
Me too. Here's the history of this particular one. Harry Craddock, a.k.a. the other Harry, not Harry of Harry's Bar, who was in Paris, but there was a contemporary Harry we've talked about a lot over in London at the Savoy Hotel in the 1930s. Yeah. He put out a book called the Savoy Cocktail Book, and he had a drink called the Sea Breeze Cooler, and it had gin, apricot, brandy, grenadine, lemon.
Whoa.
Cut to a America, the 1950s. Mm-hmm. Cranberries are a bust industry, okay? There's been some bad PR because of an herbicide incident. And like the news was like, don't eat cranberries. And it's a bad time for cranberry farmers. But then the Cranberry Growers Collective rebrands as, Ocean Spray. Ever hear of it?
Yes.
And they got a bunch of Don Drapers working for them real hard to figure out how to sell cran. And they think the drink mixers are going to be their big thing. This is late 50s going into the 60s.
Tim, I'll take it from here. They put a guy on a skateboard playing Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, they're, from the 50s until 2019, they're in the office thinking of that idea.
It took them that long.
They invent TikTok. They invent skateboards.
We got to get Dogface out there.
They compose a Fleetwood Mac song for it. So Ocean Spray is just coming up with these drinks. They say, hey, have a Harpoon, aka like the Cape Cod vodka cran. One of their originals that they push real hard and it works is the Seabreeze. They kind of took the name from Harry Craddock and made a similar drink, but it's vodka, cranberry, grapefruit. It's kind of a mashup of the Cape Cod and the Salty Dog, which we haven't done yet. Salty Dog is...
Never heard of that one.
Vodka, grapefruit. I only know it because Rip Torn drinks it on the Larry Sanders Show.
I didn't like Harry Craddock's version anyway. Too many ingredients.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff I've never heard.
Too many. Apricot. It's not relaxing.
I don't have tons of apricot brandy on hand, I'll be honest. Yeah. But... The Ad Wizards pulled it off. It does catch on. It grows slowly. It peaks in the 80s. We're talking the dark ages of cocktails, right? Bartenders don't like this time. It's like martinis and old fashions are out.
Right.
Juicy, fruity drinks
too sugary.
Are in. But here on the pod, we're not going to judge until we drink the motherfucker. Here's the IBA recipe. 40 milliliters vodka, 120 milliliters cranberry juice.
Ooh.
30 milliliters grapefruit juice. Build all ingredients in a highball glass filled with ice. Garnish with orange zest and cherry. I think it sounds good. I think it sounds like a Cape Codder, but a little bitter. I think it'll be a good daytime by the pool.
Yeah, there's a lot of cray in there.
How does that break down to shot glasses?
Okay, well, an ounce is 30 milliliters. So that's a little tricky. But then 4 ounces will give us 120 milliliters, nice. And then 1 ounce. So, yeah. I don't know, Mike. A lot of time, a shot glass will be an ounce and a half, 45 milliliters. But if, what do you got, a jigger or a shot glass?
Oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm just for the listener.
Oh, he's playing the dummy, Tim.
I love that.
For the people at home.
Oh, hey, I got a cloister. How many shot glasses?
Now, what does that mean?
I got a hole in my boot and I'm sucking on my toe.
Yikes. These are our listeners. Yow.
Yep.
I will say, I think I'm going to like this drink. I am going to... It's going to have to be difficult for me to say this is not. I'm going to guess this is going to be a Stone Cold Classic.
Whoa, wow. Already? Mike, we're only 30 minutes in.
It seems like one of those types of drinks.
Oof.
Sweet drinks do well on this pod. They don't go well with our, you know, a lot of the kind of...
Sweet drinks do well on pod.
Oh, Mike, you're like Babe Ruth pointing to the bleachers, or at least the outfield.
What? Just, you know, if Babe Ruth was a little more conservative, I'm going to drop a bloop.
Anywhere out there. At least the outfield, the very least.
It ain't a bunt.
Yeah, I'll tell you that much.
Whew. All right, folks, we're going to go stir these up. No shaking involved. Huh?
Building glass, very nice.
Building glass. And we'll see you after the ads.
Sweet drinks do good on pod.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back. Talking sea breezes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Love opening a half gallon of grapefruit juice to use 30 milliliters.
I got the last one at Albertsons. I hope Tim got his already.
I must have been right there before you.
Yeah.
I bought two of those little 12 ounces.
Oh, that's what two. You should do. Now, that looks good.
Oh, yeah. Looking good. I did an orange slice instead of a twist because I thought it was more 80s.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't have a highball glass. I got this little...
That's okay, Michael.
Do you,
I got to take my sip.
Yeah, let's sip.
Sips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy likey.
That's nice.
Hmm.
I'm getting the vodka. It's not too juicy.
Not too juicy. I'm getting the vodka. I'm getting that a little... Grapefruit is a nice little hint in there. That's good.
Yeah, because the grapefruit and cranberry, they're both bitter. So this is kind of a nice little treat.
Yeah, this cranberry. Ooh.
Cranberry, yeah, I'm used to a lime on the old Cape Cod, you know, or a lime being the accompaniment for the anything cranberry.
Mm-hmm. I can see I'll putting a lime in here too. Why not?
Hey, and you know what? Online, I see a lot of limes on sea breezes. Huh.
You joke, but I actually heard about a guy who put a lime in a coconut. Hmm.
This is nice and refreshing. I need it on these hot, balmy nights. Ooh.
I have a grapefruit juice question for you.
Fire away.
Back in the 80s, they were probably using like yellow-ass grapefruit juice. And then when we were kids, all grapefruit juice turned into ruby red.
It's all ruby red. I got ruby red here.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Mike, did you use name brand ruby red for your drink?
No, it's, I think it's Tropicana, or...
I have Florida's Natural.
The label is the...
I have Signature Select. It's not very good.
You know what I was thinking as I was making this? Another, Popo No-No-No drink is, take a Tropicana, 12 ounce of, cranberry juice, get yourself a vodka, you know, nip. You take a swig and pop in the vodka, nobody knows!
I'll tell.
Nobody's got to know.
Tim, I'll tell. Don't narc.
Nobody knows.
I need a thing, and I think narking could be my thing. I don't really have much going on.
My thing is sea breeze drinks.
Yeah.
My thing, I was going to start an Instagram called Narc in the Dark, and I lurk around at night, and I narc people out.
You tell on people without lights on?
Yeah. It's like Batman?
Yeah. I'm like just like Batman, but I just see things, and then I go to the police, and I say, someone was smoking a J.
That's okay. It's legal.
Oh, yes. The mildest.
Yes, oh, yes.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
Fuck you, copper.
Fuck you, copper.
Ooh, this is nice.
Yeah, not bad. It's okay.
If you don't have lime, you're having a vodka cram and you don't have lime, you go with the grapefruit. Mm-hmm. But then again, who has grapefruit?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody has grapefruit around. I would drink this without the vodka in it. Is that good?
Wow.
What would be the point?
Getting that good juice taste.
Getting that
these
juice.
These are two good juices together in the same glass with ice.
You bring up a good point, though, because I do think about this a lot. I'm a person that, other than right now, because when I bought this grapefruit juice. I was like, it was in the juice refrigerator where I never go. And I was like, I'm going to get some Pog passion fruit orange guava juice.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Pog!
And it's delicious. But other than that, so right now I've got some Pog in my fridge. But other than that, all the liquids I drink, water, coffee, booze, M-Drive, they all serve purposes.
That's a powder, though. That's the you're drinking yeah. the liquid. You're drinking the water in that.
Yeah, but it's giving me that drive, baby.
That's true.
All the liquids that I ingest have purposes. And when I see an adult drinking a liquid that just that doesn't have caffeine in it, and like, yeah. you know, oftentimes I'll hang out with Mitch, our friend Mitch, or our friend Ben, you know, two wonderful guys, but they're drinking sodas and they're like choosing sodas like Sprite. And I'm like, interesting to just see an adult man drinking a Sprite just because it tastes good.
Or it's like the candy bar thing.
Yeah.
I tell you what I did. Remember we were talking about candy bars today. I got a package of six fun-sized Baby Ruths.
Wait, you could buy only six? I thought it was a whole bag.
Yeah, I don't know. It was in a little sleeve. Because I was at the grocery store. I was getting my groceries, and I was feeling a bit sweet-toothy in the candy aisle.
Michael!
I was looking for a big one, though, and I couldn't find one. And so I got this sleeve of six packs. I got home. I ate two of them.
That's good because they're for a discerning Baby Ruth enjoyer who wants to parse them out over time.
Ooh, they were so good. Actually, I will say, it must be a supply chain thing or something because they didn't taste exactly right.
Maybe they substituted like turds for the chocolate or something.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully not.
Does the Baby Ruth still have the dick vein on top? Like they got rid of the dick vein in the
Snickers. I'm not going to dignify that with an answer. The dick vein on
it's
top.
It's not a penis question. It's more of an artery question.
Yeah.
Then it's just say
I'm
vein.
Talking blood vessels here, man. Then do you not want oxygen vein. Brought to different parts of your body via blood?
Via blood. Wait, so what were you were saying you don't... You think it's weird that people drink something because of the taste?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I think you need to maybe pull back on those specifics.
Well, here, let me tell you something. Food feeds you, you know? Water hydrates you. Caffeine, coffee. Ooh, that could be a good drink. Caffeine. It's coffee with caffeine.
I'm surprised I haven't seen that.
Caffeine.
Ooh, what are you drinking? Oh, I'm having a caffeine. No, you don't think it's funny when an adult drinks a liquid for no reason? Sprite's not hydrating you. It's not waking you up. It's not giving you a buzz. It's not giving you nutrients. It's just liquid in your mouth because you want it.
Your rebuttal, Mike?
My rebuttal is I don't pay that much attention to people, what's going in and out of people's mouths. And I think it's high time Tim sticks to his own mouth.
See, other people would say the same thing about a guy who eats, 30-odd ribeye a year.
Oh, you're talking about my protein boosts? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember eating those.
These are happiness boosts for people. Serotonin.
Why do you need happiness boosts from food? Why can't you just get nominated for an Emmy or two WGA awards? What? There's other ways to be happy, folks.
I guess so. Some people, you know.
Or if you're feeling generous, you could bring a Starbucks traveler and bring coffee for the entire cast and crew of a music video shoot.
You know what I think we should do? Don't you dare say what your favorite is, but we should do best juice on the blowout.
OJ.
Kawhi and Punch.
Oh, okay.
I was doing an OJ Simpson joke. I didn't want you to think my favorite juice is Oriental
juice. I would probably say cranberry juice. That would be a bad blowout anyway. That would be
cranberry juice cocktail, though. No?
Oh, yeah. Did you guys use... I used Ocean Spray cranberry original cocktail.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the difference between cranberry juice and cranberry cocktail?
I don't know, sugar. But there's a million fucking cranberries.
Well, cranberry juice is almost undrinkable. It's made from cranberries.
Right.
So cranberry juice cocktail has high fructose corn syrup and water in it. I had a bottle left over from it must be expired because it was from like when we did the Cape Codder.
Yeah, same. I dumped that one out and got a new one.
Well, I didn't. I had a little six pack of little bottles, so one of my little bottles was still around.
Mm. That's the move.
You know what I was thinking I'm going to do for the next round? I'm going to invert the amounts for the cranberry and the grapefruit.
Whoa. Yeah.
Grapefruit stylies.
That's a ton of grapefruit. I would do that.
Shit, I would.
I mean, I have a jug of grapefruit juice I'm going to dump down the drain in a couple weeks.
No, don't. Save it. I'll eat it. I'll drink it when I'm in town.
You just arrive and right away stand in the fridge and chug the whole thing.
Thank you, Jeff.
I may, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to go splitzo. Half crayon, half grape.
Yeah. Should we do that now?
Yeah, I think we should.
Can I say something? Here's what I'll say. I bet a lot of times people go into a bar and say, I want a sea breeze, and they just get or handed cranberry and vodka.
No.
I bet that gets switched in bartenders' moms. I know in bartenders' minds, in certain bartenders' minds, I bet it's easily translated into just that.
Oh, why? Because you disrespect bartenders and you're all morons?
No.
What about celebrity bartender Jack Schramm?
No. I love Jack Schramm. He's talking about low-performing bartenders.
I think it's an easy one through the oral tradition to get down into a fast-paced bartender is like, oh, yeah, I learned that drink. It's just bip, bip, and I'm done.
Tell you what, I bet it gets confused is getting peach juice in there somehow, like a fuzzy navel, sex on the beach.
That's
type
what I'm
thing.
I'm thinking of the sex on the beach, the bay breeze, the fuzzy navel. Yeah, you're gonna get all these mixed up.
Well, but we won't get mixed up when we come back after these messages.
Sloppy Boys. The only thing that gets mixed up on this show is the drinks. We'll be right back after this.
No, you're good at this, dude.
I just do want to say before I lose it, as a joke, I'm just sort of hit me right now. This could be good. What do you call a peach on an aircraft carrier?
What?
A fuzzy navel.
Right.
So.
Right.
Something to think about while we make the second round.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
And we're back with round two, sea breezes.
Ooh, yeah, let me try.
Mike, did you do that flipper?
I did the inverted, yeah.
He's doing the inversion.
Ooh, that's very good.
He likes it.
I'm into it. Ooh. So
it's kind of a salty dog with a little pink crayon blast, huh?
Yeah.
It's funny that, like, cranberry is, what would you call it, tart?
Yes.
It's not like sour. And then also grapefruit is tart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never fully wrapped my head around bitterness and sourness.
Right. I say tart when it's both of those.
I feel like they could both be tart, but they're opposite.
And then you get sweet tarts. Oh.
The four tastes are bitter, salty, sour, sweet. Tart is not one of those, so I think you can use tart for sour or bitter.
Hey, don't forget the fifth taste.
Umami.
Umami.
Mm. Umami. Umami, I like umami.
Umama. This is good. Umama. This is a good drink that you can dial up or down with that grapefruit. I'm even using kind of crap bottom of the barrel grapefruit, and I'm liking it. You know, it's a casual drink.
I'm going to order these a lot more, I think.
More than you have been?
Yeah, zero times. I'll order one time.
Going from not had to maybe have again. I keep trying to think, though, of like, before we got into this episode, I was like, how am I going to remember how to make this going forward?
Yeah.
It's not complicated.
It's oftentimes, check the very handy Sloppy Boys Instagram.
Yeah, that's good. But me, I was looking for, like, is there, like, in media, maybe, like, some sort of shorthand, like a mnemonic device?
Oh, that'd be helpful.
That I could just sort of, like, oh, how do I do that? And I could just maybe bring out the iPod or the Zune and press play. And
Johnny Mnemonic.
Remember how to do it.
Mm-hmm. That would be very helpful. I agree.
I wasn't finding anything, but then I did find, like, a song from the 70s or a version of a song from the 70s that
yes,
that might actually help.
Okay
you have
how did you get it? Yeah, do you have it?
I researched around and I actually have the MP3.
Oh, dope.
I saw you down at the library researching.
You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I'd love to. We talked about it this much. I think we should.
Summertime, you know, it's got me thirsty. I need something that won't take a lot of time. Got my fruit, the ice is in the freezer. Gonna make a perfect drink for Friday night. Sea breeze makes me feel fine.
Okay.
Cranberry vodka, grapefruit in my mind.
See, that's what made me think.
Yeah.
Sea breeze makes me feel fine. Garnished with orange or cherry or a lime.
Interesting. What the fuck?
Gonna do it like our dads.
Tiny Tony.
Oh yeah.
Sir Slime.
It's slime time, bitch.
What the?
Steals and Crofts Jr.
Yeah. Grapefruit and cranberry in our glass. Adding the vodka just like our dad. Even though they told us to stop, they left the studio unlocked.
Snow on my nose, sea breeze on my lip. Our dad had a single and we made it a hit. Now your girl wants me to fuck it till I put hole. So you can sip on the breezy, you can suck my dick.
I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
What just happened?
I can't believe it. What version was that?
I was looking at it and I thought it was Seals and Crofts, but I pulled out the, you know, the tab that says artist, and this is actually credited as Seals and Crofts Jr.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. So we all know about like Dr. Benedicto and Lil Thrilla.
Yeah.
Seals
Thank
and
God
Crofts.
We haven't heard from them in a long time.
And wait, there was another one. There was
Peeny. There was tiny Petey Peeny.
Little Peeny. Young Stunner and Little Peeny, maybe? But
No. Young Sniz.
This was in the Cape Codder episode because I remember they were rapping about going out on the Cape.
Professor Pecker and Young Sniz, I think, was Sniz. The other one.
So now, what the strangest thing to me is like Seals and Crofts is a duo.
Yeah.
So then Seal and Grimes Jr. is also two guys who are the two kids of the original.
Tim, your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. I thought it would maybe be like Seals Jr. and Crofts Jr. Right. But they just recredit. It's just Seals and Crofts Jr. And then it seems like their names were Tiny Tony and Sir Slime.
It seems like that.
Sir Slime. I didn't get Sir Slime, but I was so taken aback by the shift in the song that I didn't know what was going on.
I was laughing. I was distracted. I missed some of the more vulgar lyrics.
Yeah.
Did you catch us, Jeff, something about how
You know, it was really crass and really confusing. I think one of them, I don't know if it was Sir Slime or Tiny Tony, said something about your girl wants me to fuck her till her butthole rips.
I heard. That's what I heard. I didn't understand that.
It was something along those lines.
It was something about that. And then, but it was about Seabreeze also.
I don't know.
It's just a lot to parse.
So weird because it's like this nice pastel colored drink you drink at the beach. And then now we're talking about orifices ripping and tearing and needing stitches even.
And that, as if that was the plan too. That's right. What's so disturbing about it.
Yeah.
You're right. The girl would want that. That's amazing.
Not to kink shame. No, not at all. But the thing to me is they got in there because their dads left the studio unlocked. I thought was... Right. You don't hear that often about how an artist gets into what the access level is.
Yeah, I only know them for that one song, and it's so weird. They have a studio that they own that they have to keep under lock and key at all times.
Well, my impression, and this is just what my hunch, I guess, you did the research. Is that at first I was like, their dads told them not to, I don't know, maybe drink, like they seem maybe young, underage.
Well, one of them's tiny.
One of them's tiny, and then the other one maybe has a high voice, or maybe that is Tiny Tony. Yeah. But then I was like, did the parents tell them not to drink or not to be in the studio recording music?
Right.
And I would like to think they told them not to be recording music.
And not to drink around the equipment, too. That's
I
mean, it depends on their age of the junior guys.
Yeah.
You can be a junior and be like 40.
Right.
Right.
Right. Huh. That was very exciting, and it's always nice to hear new artists. I like them a lot. I like that.
you do.
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Oh, so you like that? Because usually, you know,
were all on the same page that we didn't like this sort of thing.
Professor Pecker and Lil Sniz and Dr. Benedict. Well, you typically don't like those guys.
But this one, you do.
I can't stand them. This was good to me. This sounded good. Because they worked in the political drops really nicely.
They worked those in. They had a good please clap into a clap breakdown.
Yeah.
And Mike, when that clap breakdown came in, I was looking at you and your Zoom screen. You were bouncing.
Yeah, I was, my head, you know, I thought my neck was going to break. I was moving so damn much.
And that other viral video was, I don't know if you guys know Grapefruit Lady.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we know Grapefruit Lady. Yeah.
They redid it on Girls Trip.
Did they?
I believe so. I think Tiffany Haddish does it.
What?
I'm writing a book called From Grape Lady to Grapefruit Lady, Tim's two favorite videos. It's going to be a short book. It's a coffee table book. Beautiful photography.
Let's just put that in the past, whatever that was.
Sure, whatever that was. I might download that myself and take a listen. That was good.
But for now, would you guys want to weigh in your final thoughts on the Seabreeze?
I like it. I would have it again. I would order again. But specific context for me, I got to be by a pool. It's a day drink. I'm not.
Oh.
Seals and Crofts Jr., I think, mentioned something about Friday night. This is not a Friday night drink for me. This is a Saturday at noon in the hot, hot heat.
Mm. Well, Seals and Crofts Jr., they do things kind of all types of backwards. So, they're going to be doing everything. This is definitely an order again for me, both ways, inverted or not. And I'm naming it a Stone Cold Classic. And for me, the drink of the summer.
And do you think when people...
Preposterous.
I love it.
Mike,
Yahoo!
Is it necessary for people when they order this at a bar, do they have to say, I'll have a Seabreeze, no inversion? Like
uninverted.
Can I have an uninverted Seabreeze? oh my God, my mouth is watering from this uninverted Seabreeze.
Yeah.
This is so great.
Wasting people's precious breath to ask for a drink
at a busy bar, yelling it out over other people to the bartender, uninverted.
And then once you get it and drink it, thanks so much for making this uninverted for me. It's great. Yeah. What's your name? I wanted to mention you to the manager.
Like, oh, sorry, I heard inverted. inverted. Let me make that again. Oh,
I couldn't tell the difference. And then, music's so loud.
You're closing out at the end of the night. You write the, you put a big tip in, you put a little smiley face, and you say, thanks for the uninversion. That could be cool, though, if it's like commercials for Seabreeze. Like, what's your version? My version is inversion.
Yep.
What if there's like a cool, like, maybe like a Megan Thee Stallion, and she looks at the camera, she takes her sunglass off, and she says, the only version is inversion.
Yes. Mm. That's good.
And she'd be doing that on
TV.
The commercial.
Like MTV.
No, primetime NBC
Super
special.
Bowl. Wow. Oh, Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl. Hey, you got to pay. That's like $1 million a minute on the Super Bowl.
She can afford it, please.
That was. Was she?
She seems like one of these women who would want her anus ripped by one of these juniors.
I wonder if if Tiny Tony and Young Slime know. what's his name?
Sir Slime.
Sir Slime. I wonder if they know Meg. Meg the.
Hey, time will tell. I hope not. Actually, I hope time won't tell.
Was Meg Stallion Team WAP?
Oh, yeah. She sure was. Okay.
Good. Okay.
And I believe she was Team Edward before that. Stop.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. And Michael.
Yeah.
Who do we got coming up on Questions for Lennon?
For August, we got the very funny Sandy Honig. You know, from Three Busy Debras.
Oh, my God.
Very funny.
This is one of the busiest Debras you'll ever meet.
Nice get, dude.
The episode is funny.
Gotta get funny.
Now, here's my question to you, Jeff. I don't know if you,
Yes.
It's a statement. I don't know if you said if you were at Oregon.
Oh, did I didn't even get my...
Did you?
I didn't know. No, I didn't even give final thoughts. Folks.
Well, you were so kind of frazzled by your MP3 blunder.
Yeah. I really tried to bring in something like calming and informing, and then it just blew up in my fucking face. But I would order this again, and for me, it's an anytime. This is 24 hours a day.
Wow.
But not the drink of the summer, Mike. Let's be real.
Okay. That's your opinion, man. Big Lebowski.
Miramax.
So wait a minute. What, Seals and Croft, I was listening to that song. I was expecting them to name the amounts to put in. Because that's the thing I don't think I would
right,
remember.
Right, because they said pretty much the same lyrics as Summer Breeze. They said, Sea Breeze makes you feel fine. Still just the same thing that a Summer Breeze does. A Sea Breeze makes you feel fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they listed off the ingredients, but no measurements.
Yeah, because the thing about this drink that I'm going to forget is the measurements.
Well, I'm going to forget about how it makes me feel.
You know, for me, it's just like a rule of thumb. Like when I was trying to find
something. Oh, yeah, like 40, 120, 30. Just.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's like you're not going to find the perfect song.
Right, right. Yeah, we're lucky to have any songs that we find match up to any of the drinks we're making.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, Drambuie doesn't tell you how much Drambuie to put in.
Right.
It doesn't?
I don't think so.
A, B, C, D, E, Drambuie! Oh, that's it. I'm back on Gale, man. Liv Rod is dead. Gale is back.
Dead and buried. Fuck you.
Damn.
I got your driver's license right here.
Oh, shit.
Goodbye, folks.
Later.
Bye, folks.